The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. Hey, how was your Memorial Day weekend?
All good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was a little on the unpleasant weather side, you know, if you will. But I tell you what, it gave me a chance to get some stuff that I've been, you know, that I started doing during the whole lockdown, you know, quarantine. It gave me the opportunity to wind them up, you know, and finish them up. So I took advantage of that, and, you know, we got that done. But my crazy kids went boogie boarding on Saturday. 57 degrees, they boogie boarded.
With or without wetsuits?
Without!
Wow.
Nuts. I say they lasted about 7 minutes.
Did they? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cold out there, and but you know, all in all, so Mike, we're past Memorial Day, we're the last weekend, you know, of May here. We're kicking off June, and you know, we're just the year is going unbelievably fast. As we have discussed in the past, I would feel like the year was going slowly with everything that's going on, but I feel as though it's going very quickly.
Yeah, and you know, and the interesting thing, Doug, is you know, that old adage, I guess we'll apply it to the market, though. Time just keeps marching by, right? I mean, it certainly hasn't been a normal year, and everything with the pandemic and how we're living socially, if you will,
yep. Right?
But financially, the calendar keeps peeling off every day. Another day goes by every day when financially, and I'm starting to get a little worried about that. Okay, because I'm starting to think people are so focused on the social aspect, which rightfully so. Okay, I'm not making light of it in any way, shape, or form. But financially, though, I think maybe people are starting to neglect about their situations and not maybe thinking or doing the right thing or taking action or what they should be doing.
Well, I agree with you, and that's, you know, we're going to talk about that,
yeah.
You know, to your point there, because, well, we know this. We know for a fact that that's happening. Like, that's what our business is. And, you know, we talk to people, and, you know, there's been a whole bunch of people that we started talking to in February or January of this year that haven't, you know, pulled the trigger to implement, you know, a new strategy or anything. There's been plenty of people that also have, you know, done the right thing. But at this juncture right now, I think you and I, we need to take some time later in the show today and talk to the people who have just been not doing anything related to it because of the quarantine and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, all right, we get it, and it's not completely behind us here, but it's better than it was, and now we got to push them a little bit, Mike.
Doug, there's a population out there, and you and I every week speak about this on the show about, you know, the ostrich. They refuse to take action. They're not doing anything. They procrastinate, and it's excuse central. Well, I can't do it now because, you know, the school year is ending, and then it's the summer, you know.
Yeah.
And now with the pandemic, that's all they needed.
Yeah.
That's, you know, so let's not, you know, there's a population, there's a segment out there in the financial world I'm speaking that is doing absolutely nothing, and it's justified in their minds because of what's going on. But you got to remember too, Doug, that kind of happened, right? I mean, doctor's appointments, non-essential, elective surgeries, a lot got frozen in our lives.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think although our financial world didn't get frozen, okay, life goes on. Bills keep coming home. Mm-hmm. We need money in the mailbox to pay it. The markets open every day. I think a lot of people froze themselves.
Yeah. You know, Mike, I completely agree with you. You know, a good friend of mine is a dentist, and, you know, they basically opened back up last week, and a whole bunch, you know, very strict and stringent protocols and, you know, and all that stuff. But I was talking to him, and he's, you know, he's like, I had to add an hour on Monday. I had to add an hour on Thursday. I had to add an hour on Saturday because there's so many appointments, you know, that just had to be rescheduled or changed.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, here we go. We'll go off show. It's supposed to be a finance show. I saw a thing the other day about an orthodontist on the news and saying that they're, I guess, reopening and under a new way. And I thought about that. I'm like, did they stay open through this? Or what happens if you had braces on your teeth and now you're supposed to go like every month or every other month? And what was the whole deal with it? So what do you do? Just
okay. So I can answer that question because Ava's got the Invisaligns now.
Oh, okay.
And she had some appointments scheduled. And her orthodontist was open. He said, if there's a need for you to come, you can come. If there's not a need, if you're not feeling any discomfort or anything. And so she was supposed to have an appointment to go get a new set of Invisaligns.
Yeah.
So I just went there and picked them up.
Right.
And, you know, they had a big sign on the door. They were open. There was, you know, the dentist was in there, the orthodontist rather was in there, and the receptionist was in there, and I just called and, you know, like curbside pickup, you know, they brought it out. So yes, they were open in for circumstances like
that. Yeah, so a lot of stuff just got frozen or pushed back.
Routine stuff.
Yeah, or you don't need to. And, you know, and again, I know we're going to get into it. What else is going on, Doug, in the financial world? What are you seeing with the markets, the economy? What's happening?
Well, listen, the markets are continuing to move forwards. You know, the Dow broke back over 25,000 again this week. And I got to tell you, I've taken some time to look at the markets. And I know that we got nervous about the markets for a little bit there. And when you're looking at the, you know, a lot of companies out there, Mike, are doing very well right now. Okay? They are. There's a lot that aren't. But there's a lot that are doing very well right now. And I think one of the things that's going to come out is that you're going to realize that the enhanced unemployment and the stimulus money really did a great job of keeping a lot of things going during this period of time. Now, that doesn't substitute, that doesn't help out the local restaurant, the barber, the hair salon, you know, those people, you know, that much. But there's certain areas where, and that's why the market, in my opinion, is moving forwards because, you know, a lot of the companies out there, and we're, you know, we can't get into specific names, but a lot of big companies out there stayed open and were continuing to operate. And so what happens then? They get the lion's share of the business.
Well, you know what, if I could share my mind, what I'm wrestling with everything is that, you know, of course, things are going to be picking up every week, every month now. And I heard a report the other day, and don't hold me to the exact number, but they're saying the airline travel's starting to pick up. But then I heard, but Memorial Day weekend, it was like something like 87% less than it was last year. But you're going to keep hearing that airline traffic, and it will pick up just naturally, right? Because we're going to go back to normal.
It'll happen.
So how does that all play into the economy, the forecast in the companies, the stocks, the world, you know, how's that all playing? Then the other thing it kind of hit me too with the whole lockdown, and it kind of hit me Memorial Day weekend. Went to Lowe's to do the, you know, the flowers, the whole thing for the gardening, the house, the home repairs, and place was packed. And when you think about it, Doug, a lot of the big stores did have the advantage of staying open for various reasons.
Total.
Being essential. And I really think that the small business is going to really be crushed when we get a chance to see, all right, everybody's open, sort of back out. I'm really worried about the small business. A, who's going to open? And then B, when they open, how quick do they bounce back? Or if it's over a period of time, can they withstand it? I'm really worried about the small business owner.
Yeah, me too. There's make You know, no bones about it. But the unfortunate part and the fortunate part, Mike, is that every time there's a difficult patch, while it may hurt some people, it creates opportunity in other areas. And I'm not talking about – I'm talking about new opportunity. You're going to see new businesses open now that – so here's one of the problems. If you had an existing small business, you already had liabilities, right? You had outstanding invoices. You might have had accounts receivable. You had rent to pay, the whole nine yards. So you had all these obligations on your shoulders. And then you got shut down. Well, now think about this for a second and hear me out, Mike. How many of those small restaurants aren't going to be able to open back up again? But now that's a retail space that's outfitted for a restaurant. Now, somebody that didn't have all those obligations beforehand now can come in at a fresh start. You know, and it's terrible, if you ask me, because, you know, that previous small business owner got squeezed out. I do believe that we may see some sort of tax incentives or something dedicated towards the small business owner in our state, not federally, in our state.
It's going to be interesting, you know, and I get it. And I just wonder, though, if it's going to be a slowdown or and then, yes, I agree with you. Every crisis creates new opportunity.
Right.
And it'll be a new way that we move forward and a new way that we live or a new need for things. I mean, quite frankly, and again, I'm just giving my opinions here.
These are only our opinions, right.
And I have no thing to realize they're 100% right or wrong. I'm just speaking. We're chatting. Even with space, I think there's going to be so many companies that say, work from home. You don't have to come back. Hey, you know what? When our lease comes up, we can cut rent. We can cut two floors out of this building, consolidate, you know. So I think it's going to be a lot of change, a new way we live. How does it all adapt? And I think eventually we will come back rolling and stronger for it once we get rolling. But I just worry about that in between ground, what's going to happen to get reprogrammed, if you will, you know?
Yeah. And Mike, you know, there's another, I agree with you 100%, but there's another level of person out there right now who, you know, I do think, you know, they take a lot of shots typically, and that is the successful business owner. And there's a lot of successful business owners right now that are really making personal sacrifices and really, you know, doing without and doing everything they possibly humanly can to make sure that that business survives and continues on and that they can bring back their employees. They care so much, you know, and there's a lot of times when the small business owner takes the shot. Oh, he's the owner. And yeah, OK, you know, I don't ever agree with those arguments, you know, where they take shots like that. But right now, a lot of these people, because we know a lot of them, are doing everything they possibly humanly can to make sure that, you know, at some point in the not too distant future, hopefully, they're back up and running with all their employees back.
And then I think the other interesting thing that plays into it was the timing of this whole thing. And I think with the states opening back up and getting more and more productive, for lack of better words, every day, I think that it happening in the June, July, August, the summer months, when people are generally feeling good and the weather's good and you're out and about and you want to do more, I think it's a strong positive.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, so it's going to be interesting. It really is. And you know, I think it's just day by day and you hope that things just keep building. But I think there's a natural thing to it that, yeah, it's going to build day by day.
And I hope, you know, also, you know, Mike, that the listeners and our friends that are listening to the show here, that when it does come time, that they do support the local, you know, the local business owner. Yeah, you know, I get it. You know, sometimes it costs a little bit more money to go there. But, you know, I saw a sign once at some place on one of the social medias, you know, don't forget, you know, it's the local business guy that supported your kids, you know, that sponsored your kids, you know, baseball league.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And not just that. A lot of times in the community, too, you know the local business owners, or your kids went to school together, or your neighbors, or whatever, you
right.
know. So, I mean, there is a little good feeling about that to help the guy, no, you know, right?
No doubt.
Or the gal, you know.
Yeah. Jumping back to the market here for a minute now, you know, it's times like this, too, and, you know, it's not proven, and again, this is our opinion, is that, you know, right now is when active management really, to me, is a smart thing to consider doing, you know, for yourself, because just for that point that we just said is that, you know, you want active managers at this stage of the game who are going to identify the survivors and, you know, and the casualties, because you want them to, you know, avoid the casualties and, you know, and go with the survivors, as well as to hopefully pick out spots that are good opportunities going forward. Yeah, okay, this guy's a little bit beaten up right now, but they're going to do okay, and this is the reason why, and have, you know, sound strategy or sound philosophy behind why they would make such an investment. So it's times like this when we believe that active management is something that you absolutely should be considering here. You know, at least, you know, look at it for yourself.
Sure. Sure. And that's what's also, Doug, making it, what I was talking about earlier, making it a challenge, because, you know, the active management and being active or doing that, it doesn't work just sitting back and ducking. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going through a dynamic change.
Yep. All right. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're spending some of your time here with us and listening to the show. And Mike, I want to take some time right now, and I want to talk to. I've been doing a lot of reading over this period of time, and been doing a lot of work with a coach that I used to use, and you know, stuff like this. And we got into discussing something the other day, and I really want to talk to the listeners or our friends about this. And we were talking about procrastination and what leads people to procrastinate. Like, how come people put things off? And the main idea behind it that we come down with is that because they don't know how to do their idea. All right? Regardless of what your idea is, because I am sure in the course of your lifetime, you have had an idea. Mm-hmm. I should do this, but didn't know how to do it, so it just kind of went away.
Mm-hmm.
So that in life really leads to procrastination. So, and I was talking to him about, in this case, about how we could build our business. And he said, I want to introduce a concept to you that not only should you and Mike consider this inside of the business, but you can you should consider talking to your friends on the radio about this as well. And the concept is called who, not how. All right? And the gist behind it is don't try to figure out how to do everything. Find out who can do it for you. And, you know, when we talk about that, I'm like, boom, I got blown away right at, you know, right out of the beginning of the conversation when I'm like, that's exactly what our listeners need to hear. Because how many people are procrastinating? Mike, how many people, and I'll let you talk in a second. I know I'm monopolizing right now.
No.
How many people listening to the show right now said, I'm going to retire. But they haven't done anything about setting it up so that they have money when they do retire. And so they've got the idea. The problem is they're spending so much time now or no time because how to do it is so overwhelming to them. But if they've changed their focus and instead of figuring out how to do it, they said, who can do this for me? Oh, my goodness. The weight of the world is now lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah, and I agree with that 100%, right? And I'll do a couple examples where I see it, right? First off, where we sit from, right, in the financial industry, a lot of times when people do get ready to retire or when they're getting ready to retire, that's when they'll turn to us and it'll be, oh, I never worked with anybody or whatever, and I need to retire. And they kind of got it, right? They worked hard. They stuffed the money away. They made the contribution to the 401k. The market did its thing over time. They got this pot, but now they don't know how to use it or utilize it into the retirement phase.
Right.
So they have to return. They have to turn to who to say, well, here's how you do it. Here's the game plan. Here's what you don't know. And once you know this and you do this, you'll be able to do what you need. Mm-hmm. Right. That's how I apply it there. Then the other way, when you started talking, just jumped right into my mind. Is it's like me saying tonight, you know what, boy, I'd love to put an addition on my house. I'd love to make my kitchen bigger, the whole deal, right? I kind of got the idea of what I want, how comfortable I want it to be, bigger, but I couldn't start telling you, you know, cutting beams or doing that. But if you go find the who, right, the contractor, hey, Doug, who do you know? Hey, I know ABC Contract, and the guys, you know, they're the best, they're great, they did work for me. You get ABC over, and then they lay it all out. Here's how we're going to do it. Life becomes easy.
Right.
So, you know, it's something that we battle every day in our lives.
100%. But it appears to be, on the surface, that this happens more in the financial arena than probably almost any other arena out there when it comes to somebody taking care of, you know, themselves. Like, they know they can't do the plumbing, so they have two choices. You have two choices. You can figure out how to solder pipes and fix your leak or whatever it wants you want to do. And that'll probably lead to that pipe staying leaking for a long period of time until you get the confidence up to be able to try and do it yourself. Or you can go to who, right? Who's going to fix this for me? So for some reason or another, when it comes to the financial world, I think that people have such a hard time pulling the trigger on the who can help them that they just continue on procrastinating and therefore they don't do anything. So what we need to do and what we are doing now is we're letting you know we are the who for you, right? We've been in this business for a very, very long time. I mean, Mike, I started in this business when Operation Desert Storm. Mm. That's how long I've been in this business for. So, you know, that's just to put some context behind it.
I can't remember what the news was when I started.
When did you start? 1994?
Six.
1996? I don't remember either. I don't know. We were having a .com started, you know, getting and going, you know, right then and there. And cell phones were really becoming prominent there. Probably the first flip phone, I'll bet, came out around that time. I don't know for a fact, but that's neither here nor there, right? At this stage of the game, that our listeners and our friends on the show right now, you've got to let go of the how part. You really, really do, because I'm here to tell you that while Mike and I are on the show and we may make this sound simple and easy, It's only because we've got all these decades of experience behind us that we know how to do it. So therefore, you know, we're here to be the who for you. Now, there is something, you know, listening to the show right now, there's plenty of people listening to the show right now, Mike, who, when they go to work, they say to themselves in the back of their mind that they know their boss is completely not capable of doing their job, right? The owner of the company is not capable of doing what you're capable of doing,
right? Yep.
The owner of the company knew that, okay? He didn't spend any time trying to figure out how. He went and got who? Yeah. Who can do this for me?
Right.
Who can operate this piece of machinery for me? Who can fix these cars for me? Who can do this? And then went out and got it. That's why I think that that's one of the keys to success in life, Mike, is not trying to figure it out how to do it on your own, but who can help you along the way.
Yeah, and I think, Doug, in the financial world where we sit and why people stumble and it's with the how and not the who is because I think there's so many financial instruments out there. And mm-hmm. I think people sometimes either get involved with what they know or what they heard of.
Yep.
I also think the big problem is, as you and I have said this forever, is there's a lot of water cooler advice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Doug, you should do this. Right. Not knowing a thing about your financial picture, but you need to do this because
right.
I did it.
Right.
That's like me saying, Doug, you need blood pressure pills because I'm on them. So mm-hmm. you should take them.
Right.
Right. We've made those comparisons forever. So I think there's a lot of that. I think there's a lot of that going on. I think also when people almost by nature, right, you get a job here, there's a 401k, you want to put money away. Generally, everybody knows, well, that's a good thing. I should do
yeah.
this. I got this new job. They offer a 401k. Hey, there's even a match. I'm going to do it. So I think they start doing it. So they kind of get into the how, if you will,
mm-hmm.
naturally. Where, let's go back to me saying I want to put an addition on my home. You know, I'm not going to run out and buy two beams and say, okay.
I'm ready to go.
Got the how going, right? I kind of know I need a who. Explain to me. What are we ripping the roof off? What are we knocking out the wall? You know, let me know what's going. We got to put a foundation, you know. So you almost need a hoop. But I think in our industry, the financial world, for a lot of reasons, the how gets put before the who.
No doubt about it. And Mike, when you look at it and where I was going before when I was giving people an example of saying that when you go to work, you know darn well that the owner of the company or your boss probably cannot do what you can do. So they went and got a who. Well, I want to let you all know right now, you all are in charge of a company. It's your own personal financial company, if you will. And if you don't know how, you need to get somebody to do that. You need a who to get to do it for you to give yourself a good chance of success.
Yeah, and I think the big thing too, Doug, is also, you know, you and I have said this forever. Yes, you are your own financial company. You are the chairman of that financial
right.
company. And we've always talked about active partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you go find that who, you have to find somebody, you know, that you can work with, you can discuss with, you can talk. They can bring the who to the table, you know,
mm-hmm.
the how to the table.
Right.
Okay. The who brings the how to the table. And you need to be able to understand it and be in agreement that it's doing the right thing for you and what you need to accomplish your situation, why you went out in the first place.
Yep.
Okay. And I think that's critical, right? The active partnership. And I get it, Doug. There's people out there and they've said it to us. Yeah. Okay, good. I don't get it. You know, you take care of it. I get that. They don't want to be involved. And there's also then the know-it-all too, that kind of rains on the parade, if you will. But
sure.
I think I've always said, and you can't control all people, I've always said that active partnership is the right mix to be successful in the financial.
Yeah. And so, you know, what we need, what we're emphasizing to you guys here today is that Mike and I come out here every week and we're here for you. We want to be your who. We want to be your who to the how on your financial life. And we offer out to you guys complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation. And yeah, times are a little, you know, strenuous right now, but we're getting to the point where we're going to be able to have meetings again. We can have telephone meetings. We can have video conference meetings. You know, whatever is easiest for you. During this time, we've also had to adapt our practice a little bit too. As guys that are very proud of the fact that for the most part, we're face-to-face financial advisors, you know, guys who, you know, like to meet with our clients and sit down and do this. We've had to adapt. And listen, hasn't been easy for us either to adapt to this. It's not normal for us to, you know, do a video, you know, meeting or just a telephone meeting, but we've adapted and now we're pretty good at it. So, you know, we're here for you. So what you need to do is you pick the phone up, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up, give a call. Let's schedule at least a telephone call to chat for, you know, a few minutes, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, however long, and talk to one another and see if it makes sense for us to, you know, consider being the who to your equation of your financial life and getting you going in the right direction here. That's what we do. So, again, I'll give you the number again. It's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. I gave that a bunch of times because I got a message 2 weeks ago from somebody that said, you don't give the number out enough, and you said it too fast. So we hope that you reach out to us, and we're gonna stick with this theme, you know, for, you know, quite some time on the show here. You know, even if we don't do full segments on it, we're going to remind you, you know, that, you know, we want to be the who to your how, and, you know, we want to see if we can get you going in the right direction.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
Folks, welcome back and glad that you're spending some time with us. And I hope that the previous segment, you know, resonated with some of you and made sense that, you know, it's, you know, when it all comes down to it and when my honest opinion, when we take a step back and I look at some of the most successful people that I know. And by the way, success doesn't have anything to do with, I'm not saying the richest people I know, the people who are enjoying their lives and doing what they set out to do. And, you know, that's a success to us, that they really probably unknowingly implement the who, not how, more than anybody else that, you know, out there. So I want to urge you guys to consider, you know, consider that concept a little bit and say, you want to know something? I'm going to let Doug and Mike be the who and let them figure out how we're going to, you know, accomplish our financial goals and objectives. So that brings us to the next segment in the show here, Mike. And what do you think? We've talked about this ad nauseum, so I don't need to ask you what you think. Tell the listeners what our wealth management group belief is, the number one reliever or producer of financial anxiety in retirement is.
Cash flow.
That's it, right?
It's what it's all about. I mean, you know, Doug, and you and I, again, practicing for a very long time, and the show been on for over 20-some-odd years, and sitting down with numerous people through our years, it always comes back to cash flow. You know, when happiness occurs, it's cash flow. There's plenty of money coming in, paying our bills, running around, doing what we want to do. And when the upsetness or the nerves or the tightness comes, cash flow's lacking. There's not enough cash flow to pay the bills. They're worried.
Or there's a fear that there's a stress on my assets now that could eliminate my cash flow, right?
Sure.
Because cash flow could going into, you know, when the market sold off, don't forget the market went down to 18,000 in March.
Yep.
All right. When the market, you can't tell me that there's not people out here listening to this show right now that weren't like, oh my goodness, you know, is what's going to supply me with my income going to last?
Yeah, well, yeah, and the byproduct of why people get upset and when people see a statement going down, and of course, they say, well, I'm losing money. Yes, that's a correct answer, but really, it's what I'm going to say, 90% of the time, it leads to is worrying about, am I going to have enough cash flow that I was counting on that money? Okay. Because what our financial intelligence, our practicing has told us that when statements go up or down and people have plenty of cash flow, they generally don't get nervous and they don't worry because they say, I get it. This has happened before. The market's down. It'll come back. We'll be okay. You know, you're a lot lighter, a lot easier, the mood about it, than you are when you're really counting on that money for something, cash flow, or if you are using that money for something, cash flow.
Right.
That's when the nerves get tight.
100%, Mike. And what we like to do is we like to build financial strategies for you into retirement time with as high of a comfort level and probability of successful income as we can do. Right. And, you know, that may include putting, you know, having some sort of guarantees in place. And, you know, it may include some dividends or some interest or, you know, what have you coming through the door. But to set it up so that there's the highest level of confidence in the cash flow that we can possibly put together for you, which will give you, which our objective is to try to give you the highest level of comfort going into it. Because the worst thing that can happen is when you get into a situation like this COVID-19 situation that we're in right now, you now have two fears coming at you at one point in time. Am I going to get sick? And am I potentially going to run out of money? Those two things at one time are, you know, that's a double whammy, Mike. But it doesn't need to be a pandemic for that to happen. The market could go down for a financial crisis, right? Yeah. And all the people at that period of time that didn't have strategies set up with a high level and a high confidence in their cash flow that comes were very, very upset. We saw a lot of retirements get put off, postponed, or revoked. We saw people who were retired go back to work. And that's not the objective, I don't think, that anybody is shooting for.
No, and the other big thing that you have to realize is that to be able to retire, you need what?
Cash flow.
Cash flow, right? Some people call it income.
Right.
What's going to be my
you mean cash coming in the door every
right.
month?
What's going to be my income when I retire, or what's really going to be my cash flow? What's going to be in the mailbox, as we like to say? And you know, without it, you can't retire. Or you could do anything you want, but you're going to have a problem, right?
Right.
You know, so cash flow is the driver. It is all about cash flow and creating cash flow. And the more, Doug, that the cash flow is guaranteed, if you will, and what I mean by guaranteed is like, say, a pension, which mm-hmm. we know have been very limited lately, mm-hmm. right? Or Social Security, mm-hmm. you know, where you can count on it forever and it's not going away. The easier it is to rely on your cash flow to be able to retire and have less worries.
Yes.
And it's, I don't want to say it's as simple as that, because most people don't understand and they don't get it. They don't understand that cash flow is the driver to it all. You know, so many people are so hung up on statements, Doug.
But why are they hung up on the statements, Mike?
Well, because they're counting on it.
Because they don't have a strategy in place. They don't have a high level of confidence in their thing. So therefore, the statements can do two things. They can knock you for a loop and give you huge financial anxiety, or it could also supply you with a false sense of security.
Right. And you know, so if you think your financial plan is open your statement, and if it's up, you're happy, and if it's down, you're mad or
right.
you're sad.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way.
So, Mike, you know, we've said over the time, and friends out there listening to the show right now, you know, there's cash. Here's what really can illustrate to you the importance of cash flow, right? Is that if somebody said to you, you know, you don't have any more assets, but you have guaranteed $10,000 a month coming through the door, you know, for as long as you and your spouse live, and that's just a hypothetical random number, whatever your number is, you could live a very nice and comfortable life if, you know, knowing that every single month you've got this money coming through the door. But if somebody says to you, you can keep your assets, but there's no guarantee of anything coming through the door, you will constantly be living in worry and fear. So what we say to you is, we don't want you to give up all your assets. And we say to you, you have to come up with a strategy for the best of both worlds. And the good news is, in many circumstances, that strategy exists. It looks different for everybody. You know, there's no, okay, it's yes, no, or maybe. It's, okay, what does it look like for you? And it needs some custom design is what we do, right? When we are the, you know, the who, and we bring the how to you. But once we can get that level of stability in there and predictability and reliability in there, the chances of success have gone up dramatically.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And you know, again, Doug, cash flow is just huge. And I've always said that, and we've said this before on the show, and I know today we're really focusing on it. But in the past, we've said that, you know, cash flow is the biggest driver of it all, of anxiety, yep. and money coming through the door. And it's pretty simple for the listeners to say, right? Folks, you get bills, right? We all joke around.
Right.
The only thing that's ever in the mail is a bill.
Yeah.
Right? So you go home today. Well, how many came today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you didn't have cash flow, that's when you stress. Like, oh, wow, the bill came. The bill's due. The Amex bill is due. The, you know, the Visa card is due. I don't have the money for that. Problem, right?
Yep.
You have the cash flow. Money's there. No problem. Okay, the money's in the checkbook. I'll just write it out and pay the bill, and I'm done with it.
You know what the thing is, Mike, is that people always seem to come up with the money to pay for their bills. Where you get gypped out on this is your enjoyment. Because that's what gets cut first, okay? Your fun money is the first thing that you pull back on. We've seen it a million times. When we have people who don't have, you know, a high level of cash flow confidence in their retirement time, and, you know, something happens, the market pulls back, or, you know, something happens, you know, in their life, the first thing they do is gyp themselves out of doing what they enjoy, because that's not an obligation. You're obligated to pay the electric company. You're obligated to pay your property taxes,
right.
But you're not obligated, you know, to go golf or to go bowling or to go to a movie or, you know, whatever, you know, it is that you want to do out there. You're not obligated for that stuff. So that's what you pull back on first. And that's where the sadness really comes into play, when you can't do the things you want to do anymore.
Yeah. And there's also sometimes, Doug, just you get set in your ways of like, okay, well, I won't do that, or I can't do that, and that'll be enough to get me to get by.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're saying to you, there's so much more that you could be doing, or so much opportunity, so much so much more fun, quite frankly. You're living your life better, okay, and not have to settle for that way. And it's just, I don't know. It's very, very strange, Doug, how people go about it or how they get set in their ways and don't see the field in front of them.
Yeah, and you know, so you know what we're really emphasizing to you guys here today is two things. First of all, is that with the first segment we spoke about the who, not how, right? We are here to be the who for you in your overall financial life. We don't want you to try to figure out the how. That's what we do. That's what we're trained to do. That's what we have background and, you know, experience and knowledge of doing. And then one of the areas that we work, you know, a lot in is specifically in this area is cash flow confidence, setting up strategies for you for when you ultimately determine that you want to retire, that you're ready to go. There's never a bad time. There's never the wrong time to have the strategy in place, Mike. You may not pull the trigger. You may not start to take the cash flow from your assets. You may continue to work. But what we want you to do is have that, you know, that feeling and that, you know, knowing that, okay, I've got this, you know, strategy in place that should be able to provide us with a high level of, you know, confidence in our retirement income. So when I'm ready to pull the trigger, I can go.
Doug, do I have a few?
Yeah, we got plenty.
Okay. So there's a few ways, right? There's people that are looking to retire, and nothing's better than when that cash flow confidence is set up and it's all ready to go and they know they can rely on it, right? So
yes.
Keep doing whatever you're doing whenever you decide to go, but you're good. You're there. Then there's folks that retire and they have cash flow confidence. They have cash flow coming to the door and they have still things they haven't even touched yet to say, I could get more cash flow confidence if I want it.
Correct.
And I'm, you know, retirement's just cruising along here and I'm not even tapping into all my resources, if you will. Right.
Yep.
And to me, those are scenarios of cash flow confidence. It's not just, I want to be clear. It's not, okay, the bills are $4,000 a month and I got $4,001 coming into the checkbook. I'm good.
Right.
Yeah, you are good. You know, you are paying your bill, but there's so much to it for pre-retirement, setting up for retirement. Then when you retire, do you want to do more? Do you need more? How many times, Doug, we sit down with our clients and we set them up and it's retirement and they'll say, I think I'm good with that amount of cash flow coming through the door. I don't need to do other things or turn on other things yet, if you will, or start collecting from other things. Because let me see, I think I can get by. I think I'm perfect with this right now. We'll save it down the road. And a lot of times we'll laugh and joke around and say, well, whenever you're ready for a pay raise, let us know.
Right.
Right. Because that's going to be more cash flow coming in the door. It's like you just got a raise in retirement. Mm-hmm. And people can say, oh, I really like that idea. Or they're set up. And then we say, yeah, but when you hit full retirement age, you're going to turn on your Social Security. So it's really you're getting like a cash flow raise.
Right. Yeah. So there's so many different strategies and techniques. And folks, we're here to help you do that. So we want to let you know that we're offering out to you guys complimentary consultation. Now, yeah, okay. Right now, we may not be able to see each other face to face. Soon, maybe we will. But we want to get the ball rolling with you via telephone conversations right now or video meetings if that's what you would prefer. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We want you to call in and, you know, and let's schedule a time to have a, you know, like I said, a brief meeting, a 10-minute meeting, a 15-minute meeting, whatever it is, a conversation on the phone, or if you, you know, like I said, if you like video, you know, chat, we can do, you know, we can set that up as well. But we want to get the ball rolling for you here. We don't want to continue to kick the can down because, Mike, we're 60 days later now than we were when all this quarantine started, a little more than 60 days, right? So how much longer are we going to kick the can down the road here? We can't. We got to start to address the situation right now. I feel as though that most people now have a higher level of health confidence now. So let's get, you know, a health confidence factor for your financial life going as well. So, folks, the number is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Anything you want to add here, Mike?
I'm good, Doug. We'll talk when we get back.
Okay. Okay. We're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern-day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, glad that you're spending some time here with us this weekend. And, you know, I hope you're taking a lot of heart to what, you know, Mike and I are talking about here. And, you know, Mike, I think that it's important for us to, you know, to let people know that, you know, through this time here, we're adapting and we're making, you know, ways to help you. And we've been doing, you know, business with people all along here. And I know it's different now. I get it, you know, and it you know, at some point in the future, we'll be able to have normal face-to-face meetings, you know, with people again. And we're really looking forward to that. You know, one of the things that we were extremely excited about was that right at the beginning of March, we secured office space in Toms River, right on Route 37. And, you know, because there are Toms River listeners and people in that area have been, you know, asking us for that. And we secured space. And, you know, as luck would have it, we haven't been able to use that space yet.
Yep.
But it's very nice space. And it's a big one office, you know, one office, big space. So when we do, you know, are able to see people again, that office is going to be perfectly set up for us to stay, you know, reasonably socially distanced from people, and plenty of space. We're not going to be on top of each other, and it's going to work out great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, Doug, you know, we're looking forward to getting that, you know, up and running and going. And you're right. You know, so that's something to be looking forward to. But that's.
And our office in Parsippany is going to be opening up,
yep,
you know, again soon. And the same with Martinsville. And our Clark office is, you know, we're here and, you know, we're here and operating. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunities and avenues for you to, you know, to do business with us and to, you know, to have a conversation and see if, you know, what we're doing, what we can do for you.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, and it has been crazy times, but your financial future, your financial house is awfully important. You just can't sleep on it. And, you know, Doug, too, this whole pandemic thing affecting people's financial affairs brought a whole new twist to, you know, your financial future. And what I mean by that is, yeah, in the past it was, oh, the tech bubble blew up, or, oh, the great credit crisis, and, or, oh, there's a recession, you know, real bad, deep recession going on that always affected people financially. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, right, hasn't happened since 1917, a health crisis in a country affects everybody's financial affairs.
Sure. And, you know,
and I don't want to be an alarmist, and I'm not playing scare tactics because we don't do that. But you don't know, like, I mean, in the future, you know, like people saying, like, oh, some of the doctors saying, oh, there's going to be a reoccurrence. It's, you know, in the fall, the second wave. And they're saying, no, there's going to be a vaccine. You don't know. Right. And God willing, it will not happen. But you have to be prepared for the unforeseen. That's not just saying, you know, flashing light, recession's coming 2 years from now type of deal.
But there's another point that I want to add on to that, Mike, and you're right. But there's a lot of people who have changed their mindset and changed their objectives as a result of this. I had a conversation with somebody the other day. I think people are going to slow it down a little bit here, you know, and enjoy life, you know, the old school kind of way a little bit more. I don't think, you know, I think that people had a forced slowdown, you know, in their lives for them. And I, you know what I think, Mike? I think some people are enjoying it. I really, really do. Not enjoying the pandemic and, you know, all that stuff, but enjoying the forced slowdown of their life and enjoying spending time with their families more and that kind of stuff, you know, the silver lining, if you will.
I see it. I mean, and not just that. I think we've all made our adjustments to the new way of life, right? What does a Saturday, what does a Sunday mean to you now that you're doing? And you kind of now, I guess, well, it's been over 8 weeks, so you're into a new groove of what you do on a weekend that was different than what the old groove used to be like, okay?
Yep.
And you're
and the old groove's going to come back to an extent. Sure. I just think some people are going to grasp onto, you know, part of this and you know, and hold on to it. So it's just you have to make sure that you're doing the right things for you, not for anybody else. If you changed your mind on your approach or something, well, make sure you're doing the right thing. If you realize to yourself, I need to have a strategy in place, well, do it, okay? Don't just sit there and, you know, tomorrow's never guaranteed for anybody. Let's just do it.
And the other thing, too, Doug, is you have to adapt for change.
No doubt. You have to be flexible.
Yeah.
Right? Your financial strategies have to be flexible as well.
Yep.
So, folks, reminder, we're available, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Leave us a message. We'll get back to you. We'll set something up with you. We'll make it work. I mean, we're pretty easy guys to work with, too. I mean, you know, we're flexible and, you know, we can schedule stuff to accommodate you guys. All right, anything you want to add?
Sounds good.
Wraps it up for this week, folks. Okay. We are, you know, through May and we're rocking and rolling along here. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.